Far from ducking questions about domestic spying today, the president was eager to talk about it. The White House has decided the issue could be a political winner for Republicans if they can convince enough Americans that the program is essential to preventing another September 11th. NPR's David Greene paid a visit to one community, Lincoln, Nebraska, to see what people are saying there about the issue.
Lincoln is Nebraska's capital, but as soon as you set foot here, you see the city revolves around its college football team, even in the dainty antique store run by Connie Mahaney downtown.
Okay, this is a talking bottle opener. When you open your bottle of beer with this opener, it plays the Nebraska Fight Song by the Cornhusker Band.
But while talk of Cornhusker football often dominates conversations here, something else is on people's minds these days. The national debate over whether the government has authority to tap into phone conversations between Americans and suspected terrorists abroad without anyone getting a warrant.
I am all for that. I guess, you know, we got insulted pretty hard one time, so, with a 9/11 thing, so I guess anything they can do to prevent that from happening again, I'm all for it.
Mahaney, who says she trusts President Bush because he's a Christian, says she's convinced the government is being careful to limit the scope of the program.
There are some flags that are waved with certain people, and those are the ones you need to be checking out. You know, foreign from the Middle Eastern, I think those are the ones that you're going to have to be watching because that's where the problems are coming from.
Lincoln is a college town and one of the more diverse cities in the heartland. A Catholic Charities program has relocated many immigrants here, including some from Iraq.
We sell here is a Iraqi cuisine, and we sell all kind of Iraqi food, all kind of kebabs, chicken kebabs.
Ali Al-Bassam owns Sinbad's, a restaurant in a strip mall that plays Arab television all day. In theory, Al-Bassam could be a target of wiretaps on his calls back to Iraq, but he says he doesn't mind.
I believe it's the right way to listen to the phone. It's not a big deal to the person, better from thousands of people die, you know what I mean? You know, if they listen to me what I was talking on the phone, it's not a big deal maybe to me, because they're not going to pay attention to everything. They pay attention to about who's going to bomb, who's going to kill, who's, you know.
Scott Wendt doesn't share Al-Bassam's trust in the government. He owns a used and rare bookstore near campus.
You know, we've got this power, trust us, we won't abuse it. Well, we don't trust them, and we feel that there's a good possibility they will abuse it.
Wendt studied history at the University of Nebraska, where he says he learned a lot about the government and civil liberties.
You go back to World War I, World War II, you know, it's a civil war to some respect. It tends to happen, and then people realize what's going on and how bad it is, and they pull back. And I think it's time for people to pull back here now. The use of patriotism and the threat of enemies is used so often to overturn people's individual rights, and we're seeing it happening again.
Polls show Americans divided on domestic surveillance. Much depends on how the question is asked. The domestic surveillance program has been making headlines in Lincoln. This week, a lead headline in the Lincoln Journal Star was that Nebraska Congressman Lee Terry, a Republican, has decided to oppose any domestic surveillance program without warrants. David Greene, NPR News, in Lincoln, Nebraska.